Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
They did not take away the ground of the EFF. They will never destroy the ground forces of the EFF. EFF is here to stay. EFF is alive today. EFF is alive tomorrow. EFF is alive in the future.
This was the man they call the CIC, Julius Malema, leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, on Tuesday, in a speech literally that stopped the presses from going to print. And unless you were in a coma or still unhappy about the outcomes of the Miss SA pageant, chances are you were also watching him. This was his speech, a speech that transformed our Tuesday from being yet another boring day of white monopoly TV and media to some revolutionary education of insults, contradictions, an announcement of a total takeover of the party. It is a speech that took us into the mind space of Malema, since he was unceremoniously dumped by the man he recently likened to his mother, Floyd Chibambu, who until recently was Malema's 2IC, until he defected to a party of the men Julius and Floyd successfully forced to. In this episode, I will be taking you through this speech, analyzing it nuance by nuance, contradiction by contradiction. I will help you unlock the mystery of scorn and what it can do to a man like Julius. Right from the beginning, he went for the jugular.
We salute you, the true revolutionaries, who have dedicated your lives, your sweat and your blood to the liberation of our people, and have sworn never to betray the generational mission of freedom in favor of personal advancement.
He did not mention anyone by name. He did not have to mention anyone by name. He did not want to incriminate himself, but he sure left nothing to the imagination. We knew who he was referring to. For a decade, there was nothing that separated Julius and Floyd. They were tied to the hip politically, socially, in their love for finer things in life, and the allegations of their mutual benefit from a now-collapsed bank. It was beautiful to watch. Not the bank heist, that is. The relationship between the two. They were an incredible duo. Sometimes Laurel and Hardy, other times the Pinky and the Brain, and now Tom and Jerry. Julius and Floyd so loved this country, they fought for it from the days of their youth, until they were fired from their home, the ANC, from where they formed the EFF. They not only loved this country, they loved one another. They even finished each other's sentences. I wonder if they will also finish each other's VBS sentences one day. Until along came something called the Government of National Unity. It disturbed the peace and the merriment of the duo from Limpopo. Word has it, they could not agree on how to approach it. Julius put his foot down, Floyd joined the men he once was determined to send to jail for life.
We are confident as the EFF that Jacob Zuma will end up in prison. There's no way that he will survive this one. He might have survived so many other things before. But now we've got him, he's going to be arrested, he's going to rot in jail, he's going to spend the remaining part of his life in prison for the sins that he has committed in corruption and in undermining the democratic process in South Africa.
It was 6 minutes into this speech that Julius immediately switched his anger towards the Judases in his party. Those that kissed him and in turn sold him for 2 pieces of silver.
Fellow fighters, as we face this testy moment in our movement and are confronted by betrayal of our struggle for economic freedom in exchange for personal gains, we must not bother ourselves about what our enemies are saying, but we must ask ourselves, why are those who claim to be our comrades silent?
We often fall for the trap that Julius is a megalomaniac. We are wrong. He is a crybaby megalomaniac. Where were the normal praise singing tweets when he needed them most? In the hour of need, his friends abandoned him. And to him, it was a sign that they were sleeping with the enemy, who only a few days earlier was his ride or die.
Why are those who are known and popular to be the most vocal on social media suddenly silent? Why are their voices when our movement is under attack? Where are those loud voices? Why do they not use their platforms to speak in defense of the EFF if they are truly loyal to this movement?
These are social media trendsetters. When they post, X catches fire. And suddenly, when Floyd served Julius with divorce papers, their fingers got arthritis and they lost their appetite and ability to post. Of course, he did not mention them by names, but it did not make it hard for anyone to guess who he was referring to. Julius was just warming up. He was about to enter the bull ring and take the beast by the horns. In the most jarring and rather woodwork type of logic, he pointed out that the family members of his betrayers, in their own social media activities, inadvertently revealed where the Judases stood.
How can someone say the decision to join Umkhonto we Sizwe is the best decision ever taken, and my wife Mantra is the first one to like such a thing, and you say Julius Malema is with us, when the partner likes the things that seeks to denounce the organization and where the organization stands, where the relatives, where the cousins and siblings have declared where they stand, and you still ask yourself, where does this leader stand? Look at those around him, and you will know where this leader stands.
Silence on social media is one of the clearest examples of where one stands. Rocket science, according to Juju. This is here he got me worried. Knowing that a lot of my relatives and friends have been known to post sympathetic stuff about Kaizer Chiefs, I'm now worried that people may actually think I support the once glamour boys of Pefeni. Imagine. As the Son of Man once said, by their fruits, you shall know them. Bloody sellouts, these relatives. Now Julius knows what these sheep in wolf skins, sorry, wolves in sheepskin, truly think of him.
Those who choose to be silent during the attack of the EFF, we must know them for being the silent enemies of our organization, and they must be treated as such.
Forget about the Democratic Alliance, white monopoly capital, the National Prosecuting Authority, Fikile Mbalula, or even Boy Mamabulu. We can safely reveal who the worst enemies of the EFF are. Who was the idiot who once said, better the devil that you know? Like Sina the poet, they must be killed for their bad verse. Julius was speaking live to the nation. The revolution was televised. And his accusations and contradictions were fast and furious. And they were written on his tablet. something he doesn't do often. Clearly, this time, he did not want to miss a bit or typo in his rant. He told them where to get off.
I want to say to them, leave now. Leave now so that we can know how many soldiers we have in this struggle to liberate our people. You must leave today because nothing is going to change between now and December. Nothing is going to change now and in the future. The future looks bright because we determine it today. We are here to make our destiny for how the future looks like tomorrow. Leave now. We have no reason to beg anyone. If you want to leave, leave now and leave us alone. Even if we are alone, we'll always continue to speak truth to power.
And it was loud and clear. Only it was not as dramatic as how Gayton McKenzie would have put it. But from around the 13 minutes and 40 seconds mark, and for more than 7 minutes thereafter, Julius lost his audience. He digressed to speak about things foreign to them. A Fanonian movement, ownership of farms, sending people to university, self-funding, unions, quarterly journals, and how EFF must be led by educated people who can conduct media conferences, etc. You could hear a pin drop. His friends were like, Asiko lapo. They were in the room for a rant and insults, not political education, as he calls it. As if he was reading the room, when actually he was reading his tablet. He switched from boring and switched to serious stuff. He spoke about burials and memorial services of EFF members. The crowd came alive. Funny how the talk of death brought life unto them. We will never know why his people were so obsessed with death than with matters like funding, university education, and journals. We will certainly never find out, except to guess that perhaps at funerals and memorial services, they have much to be overjoyed about. Sobering, if you ask me. It would not be Julius if he did not contradict himself. No sooner had he accused his enemies within for being quiet on social media, he advised his flock never to take guidance from the self-same social media.
If you are taking your guidance from the social media, you are a lost soldier. It means Elon Musk is your president because Elon Musk controls Twitter. He can open as many accounts and tweet like these are the people who support the EFF, whereas they are sponsored accounts of the owner of Twitter.
The irony was lost to him. Or was it a case of do as I say, not as I do? As for him invoking Elon Musk, I could not help wonder whether the ground forces even cared who that was. Also funny from a man who leads a party more popular on X than on the ballot papers where they garnered less X's in the last election. He went on.
I did not join the struggle on Twitter.
In short, I quote, I did not join the struggle on Twitter, but I will monitor it on Twitter, close quote. Fortunately for him, Malema seems to forget his lies quickly, something he himself doesn't acknowledge, I must say.
People forget easily.
Throwing shade at oneself. When he realized that his crowd did not know who Elon Musk was, he thought he should bring it closer to home.
If you are not careful, this organization is going to be run by Ghulam. You don't even know how Ghulam looks like. You don't even know who Ghulam is, but Ghulam informs your thinking because you don't have politics. You have replaced the founding manifesto with Ghulam.
He drew even blanker faces. Independent media boss Iqbal Sevi did a better job revealing who Ghulam was, even though it turned out, as usual, he stuffed up. But I digress. Sometimes we could be going through our days nonchalantly only to find out that someone is actually noticing something good about us. Such was the case when Julius singled out Olim Gambi of the news channel Newsroom Africa.
I've never seen a channel with such a political illiteracy like 405. If you want to see how bad that channel is, you must look at who's their best anchor, Olim Gambi. That guy's got no idea what's happening. All he did is to wear a nice suit with a tie and blow hot air because he's got a platform to say so.
Although it is clear Xoli and his employers are a pain on the backside of Julius, but his rant of rage and hate could lead to someone just realizing that there's an opportunity in sponsoring Xoli's suits. No doubt for a while to come, all eyes will be on him, thanks to the free advertising from the men from Sesego. The other people to watch are certainly Xoli's bosses.
Who are the owners of 405? Do you know the relationship of those who own 405 and those who left the EFF? Go and make your research. Who are the owners of 405 and why 405 has taken the posture it has taken?
Question is, who among Julius' betrayers is having hanky-panky with which of the newsroom suits? Pardon the pun. This can't sit well with the partners of Floyd and the implied detractors of Julius, who, in their own right, are public figures themselves. In one bad long speech, Julius may have just scripted Emu Bango, the legacy, right there. And then our fighter in principle switched over to the GNU. He was responding to social media reports that the fallout with Floyd was about the GNU, the same social media he dislikes.
I was the first one, by the way, who said we need to join the GNU and even declared that in public. The only difference I had with them was that I will not join the GNU that has got a DA and Freedom Front Plus.
I'm not going to dwell on the obvious, that our man always speaks in personal terms, but rather that 8 minutes later he changed tune.
I am shocked because these people who left and who are now willing to leave and who are silent as we speak now are the ones who are saying we must join the GNU. They said to us that we must join the GNU, the DA and Freedom Front Plus will walk away.
Now please, help me if you can. Was it Julius or his new enemies who wanted to join the GNU? We know it doesn't matter to Julius, and it sure did not matter to his flock that cheered him like crazy. Whatever the truth is, we know that the GNU's first victim was the EFF. Julius has invented a lot of enemies in his wake. These include Pravin Gordhan, Thabo Mbeki, now his friend, Jacob Zuma, then friend, now enemy, who is sleeping with his partner, ENCA, and now Newsroom Africa, and then, of course, Floyd. He has now added more enemies in his endless invention.
And as from today, as agreed in the War Council, Secretary General will be the chief whip of the EFF in Parliament and lead the forces of the EFF in pursuit of a radical movement in Parliament. We will not abandon our radicalism in Parliament. We will not abandon our quality input in Parliament. And no traitor is going to tell us to abandon the Progressive Caucus.
You are free to believe that this was a collective decision. With whom, I will ask. The only person he used to take collective decisions with is gone and was the very reason he was this angry. And now, he has decided to reintroduce Zuma back into his camp of enemies.
We are not in alliance with MK. We have nothing to do with MK. What MK does is none of our business. We disagree with MK. We are going to contest MK. We are going to say what we want to say and how we feel about MK. But when we arrive in parliament, the progressive must unite against the GNU of the racist TA and the Freedom Front Plus.
This reminds me of the time when foreign-based Bafana Bafana players would not be keen to join the national side when they played here at home or against African opponents, but were ever so available when the squad travelled to the Northern Hemisphere. No permanent friends or enemies, I guess. Just when I thought Julius was spent, he was saving the best for last. He had attacked his enemies within, thrown shade at Floyd, reminded Zuma how he doesn't like him, poured scorn at President Cyril Ramaphosa, and hated on Xolim Gambi's suits and his employers. But none of us were ready for the coup de grace, or was it coup d'etat? He wiped out Floyd from the EFF history books.
The GTU shall fall under the office of the president, and all powers that belong to the deputy president will go into the office of the president. And everything else that looks like the former deputy president shall be dismantled in the EFF and then gotten rid of with immediate effect. The GTU and all those who served in the GTU under the deputy president are dissolved. You want to deploy anyone into the government on behalf of the EFF, you shall report to the office of the president. We are taking charge of our organization now. We are tired of entrusting in the hands of wrong people. We have been betrayed for too long. We have been sold out for too long. We have been trusting for too long. We need to take it into our hands and run it ourselves.
In short, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one shall go to heaven except through me. And when he finally made it clear,
comrades, I am here to tell you that I'm not going anywhere.
That was my cue. I was not going anywhere further with this rant. I gave up. This is not my fight. I am not a fighter. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rant by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rants by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rems@remsmavote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I can do better than satire and sarcasm. From me, Rems Mabote, good night and God bless.